The search for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 resumes next week, this time with an American-based underwater survey company trying to find the plane, which disappeared almost 4 years ago. The Malaysian government yesterday signed a contract with the company Oceans Infinity, which will earn up to $90 million if it locates the wreckage in the southern Indian Ocean in just 90 days. Peter Lloyd reports.
After all the bleak times and black days since that Saturday in September 2014, Grace Nathan gives her Wednesday, the 10th of January, two very big thumbs up. Still, you can hear the exhaustion in her voice.
Of course, we're extremely grateful that the Malaysian government has not only considered to continue searching, but has also signed a contract for the search to continue.
What about the terms and conditions? You're a lawyer. Did you apply your legal mind to this?
I think that they've tried their best to strike a balance between the cost and the effort.
Grace Nathan's mum, Anne, was in the last row down the back. How did it end for her? Why and where are burdens that may lift in part or whole, depending on what happens from next week, far below the choppy surface of the southern Indian Ocean. Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib and other senior figures have never quite recovered the trust they lost early in this saga. And this week, Mr. Najib is touring Saudi Arabia, the remarkably generous but faraway place that still can't explain the banking of $1 billion into the PM's account. So in Putrajaya, the administrative capital, relatives gathered to watch the one man they believe helped reboot Malaysian Search 2.0, Transport Minister Liao Tong Lai.
The primary missions by Ocean Infinity is to identify the locations of the wreckage and or both of the flight recorders, cockpit voice recorder, CVR, and a flight data recorder.
This is not a deep-sea do-over of the first failed attempt to find the plane, but it is the same neighbourhood, just a bit more to the north. And it will be super fast in comparison with the Australian Transport Safety Bureau's led attempt. OI brings a new game plan and different tools. Oceanographer Dr. Chari Patirachi was the first person to predict correctly where wreckage would flow, and he's been refining search fields ever since and helped plan the new one for OI.
Simply, Fugro did it with one ship and one sensor. They're digging with one ship and eight sensors. So it's eight times more efficient, if you like.
Ocean's Infinity also know how to write tough contracts. Gag orders apply to Dr. Chari and everyone else who attended an until now secret brainstorming session it ran in London last month. It was a gathering that allowed OI to bring together 4 years of expertise, advice, and perhaps even data accumulated at taxpayer expense, and all to finalise its pitch to the Malaysians. The ATSB sent a senior public servant, Peter Foley. AM has put to Mr. Foley a series of questions about what help Australia is giving this Texas company and under what conditions of secrecy.
Peter Lloyd reporting.